Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Bree, and I got Dr. Cheryl with me today. You know, happy equinox, everybody. The spring equinox.
Happy equinox.
I'm telling you.
Happy spring.
Flowers are coming up. My tulips are coming up. That was given to me. And I can't do flowers. And I got flowers I planted last year that are coming up. It's like, oh, gosh, from death and rebirth, look what we've done.
And the trees.
I'm telling you.
Trees are popping with, you know, the cherry blossoms. And they're gorgeous.
And on my pear tree, I have new saplings coming in. And it's I didn't have to plant those seeds. But I did plant seeds of... This year, I want to grow flowers. And that's why I said last year for this year, right? And even though I said it in my mind, I thought I was going to have to replant my bleeding hearts. I thought I was going to have to replant this stuff. And they're coming up.
That's awesome.
I know. So you wrote some awesome stuff on your blog. Let's hear it.
Well, thank you. It's called The Spring Equinox, Illuminating the Way. So... And why I use that title is because the equinox is about equal day and equal night. But from that moment forward, it's all about more light. The days are getting longer, which I relish. I really look forward to that. But I really felt it as a point to really be in that place of stillness because nature is blooming. You know, things are sprouting. They're starting to grow. They're going to keep blooming. So... From this point forward, what are we going to actually grow and bloom and maybe illuminate in our own lives? Is how I was seeing it.
And you know what's really funny about you saying that is one of my code words is illuminator. Get that.
I love that.
When you said that, I was like going, oh my gosh, illumination. Okay, so we're going to illuminate. So tell me a little bit more, because, I mean, that's just exciting about the illumination. Tell me some.
Well, for me, I just have felt, too, I've been in a place of just really busyness, mm-hmm. and which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. We get busy. We get in, doing lots of different things, and I think we can lose sight of being in that place of stillness, mm-hmm. maybe even lose sight of, what do we truly want to grow in our lives? Mm-hmm. And so just like right now, I'm just thinking, you know, how we need to attend to our garden and pull out the weeds and what we don't want. I feel like we need to do that internally too. We really need to look inside and see, are we living the most authentic life possible and being true to ourselves? And so I like to see this as a day of introspection and really getting that place of stillness, because life is still going to be moving. Stuff's going to be happening. And can we just take some time to go inside and find out what we want to weed out, but also then what do we want to continue to grow?
Right.
And you had posted something about planting seeds, which I love.
Yeah.
And when we talked about it further, I really loved what it meant. And I don't know if you want to say that or if you want me to tell you.
No, tell me what your opinion was of it.
Well, what it was about seeds of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about being an illuminator, as you are, and teaching and bringing more seeds of information and knowledge I'll say knowledge. Information can change. So it's this is ancient wisdom and knowledge that stands the test of time.
Right.
That nature has continued to uphold for us. So I just love that, seeds of knowledge, because I think that's also important for us with our kids.
True.
You know, to share, you know, and I'm just kind of a sponge here. I'm wanting to learn more of these ancient ways and this ancient knowledge, because there's some stuff I feel intuitively or, I don't know, they just kind of... somehow I kind of ebb and flow with finding something. But when I hear it from you, I just really love hearing those seeds and wanting to impart that to other, you know, I wish I'd had more of that to share with my daughter growing up.
Well, let me stop you right there. I want to talk about this. Thousands of years ago and hundreds of years ago, I'm going to say thousands of years ago. I'm going to get back to that. You kind of go back and forth with it, how people bring this in. When they used to work in the field, the women to plant the seeds for their corn, the crops of any kind, what they would do is they would take milk and honey and put it in the ground. They're giving a blessing to the mother goddess Gaia, okay, to help grow the seeds. Also, they would save corn husks from the year before, and they would make a doll. You know, a figure of her.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Put on like a broomstick, right? However, want to say, right? And they would take their hands and my listeners can't, our listeners can't see this right now, but it's like you're rolling the broom in your hand, and other women are pouring the milk and the honey in the ground as they plant each seed. So imagine the time that they took to do that.
That's amazing. I mean, that's a lot of intention, you know, energetically, and not just time, but the energy of putting that in and really blessing it with all that they did.
So they're blessing her.
Right.
The earth, right? And they're blessing the seeds, and they're blessing all the people that are working around them at the same time.
Which reminds me, too, of something you've said before about, you know, blessing our food, and you bless who has helped bring that to us.
Right.
So, you know, everything becomes, you know, because there's different ceremonies that take place sometimes with the equinox or different times of year. I think that allows us to bring ceremony to everything.
You know, the one thing I want to make sure that everybody realizes, make sure that they thank the elementals during this time. Because they are working so hard, the fairies are working so hard to help manifest everything that you're wanting right now in your gardens and to make your beautiful yards.
That's good to know, too. And are the elementals just the fairies? Are there more?
No, there's the gnomes. There's all sorts of different elementals. And actually, next week, I'm going to get into that. But I just want people to realize all the elementals that are helping you right now, ascended masters, archangels, whatever, you know, they all come in to help. There's the God angels, the ninth level God angels, or the master angels. And then there's our loved ones that have transitioned over that kind of keep one foot in, one foot out. Some like there, some don't. And they try to guide you. Listen to that guidance in your head. Follow it. So during this time of this gorgeous, gorgeous spring equinox.
So there's so much that's offering support to us in the unseen.
Correct.
Unless somebody can see that. But, and I think that's a beautiful thing to know that, you know, there's this, you know, these energies of the universe, divine energies that are always with us, supporting us and helping us grow.
Very true.
Whether it's, you know, and so thanking the fairies and thanking all the elementals as well as the divine beings of light every day. I think it's important.
It's very important. I wake up every morning and I have a hummingbird feeder in my backyard. And all winter long, they've been going to the hummingbird feeder, right? And I was at a friend of ours and I was too close to their hummingbird feeder one day. And the hummingbird came very gently and tapped me on the side of the head. And I went, what? And I said, I just got tapped on the head very gently, though, right? They got sharp little beaks. Think about it, right?
You did it sweetly.
And then I moved away, and I didn't do it far enough, and I got tapped again. And I yelled, and a friend of ours just came out and said, and it was Teresa, right? And I said, I need to move way over there. They tapped me in my head, you know, where it didn't hurt. Just let me know. And they know who I am, you know, and why I'm here. And, hey, can you move over a little bit, please? You know, you're by our food. So if a hummingbird can tap very gently against my head, it's like you're seeing I'm taking a pen going
right.
Very gently, how come we can't be just as gentle?
I think that's a really good point. We can learn from nature, learn from those hummingbirds, and be gentle in sharing our messages.
So a lot of people get afraid of the dragonflies.
Afraid of them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going to sting me. They're going to hurt me.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm called the Dragonfly Whisperer, right?
Well, isn't that illumination?
It is. And so dragonflies are the see through the illusions, and butterflies are about transformation.
So.
And so when you have butterflies coming by you, they're like, pay attention to what they have to say or think. And if you can't hear them, just feel their energy. Because sometimes they'll just sit there and flutter in front of you and you're going, okay, what are you trying to say to me? You know?
I always feel that it's my father who's passed that he's around when butterflies are really close by to me.
And that could be a connection that you had with them when you were a child.
I don't know. I just remember one time being up around Mount Rainier hiking. And it's like that butterfly is just hanging out here with me. And it just feels like my dad. And so when I see butterflies, it just makes me think of him, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never know. He could have sent a butterfly. He could have transformed into a butterfly. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're not in the spirit realm anymore. We're on planet. And even though we're raising our vibration, you know, you just don't know. So we have to take a quick break. We'll be back more with Dr. Cheryl and myself and Silver Guy Radio.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
So, Dr. Cheryl, I'm referring to you as that because I want to honor you right now.
Me?
Yes, because what I'm going to be talking about is something that's very important, very personal to me. And you earned your degree, I earned mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm honoring both of us today on the Spring Equinox in balance. And so, you know, you're welcome. You know that I'm an ascended master, and I brought the ascended, I accepted my ascended master self and my I Am presence inside of me. I have not mentioned that name out in public. I've told you.
Right.
Very few people know, and it's not for everybody to know. I was really thinking about it because people were telling me, oh, you need to tell people, you need to tell people, you need to tell people. And I was like going, I thought it was my nerves. I thought it was fear, nerves, apprehension. What would people think of me? Judgment. You know, all those things I was thinking about, right?
Right.
And we all, you know, all listeners that have heard the show before, they know I run Mother Mary's energy and Master Jesus energy in my healings.
Right.
Okay. So I had a session with Kahu Fred Sterling out of Hawaii. And that was last week. And you know that. And he called, and I was actually called last Monday when I was in my bathtub calling everybody in to help me with the pain of losing my dog, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know what I went through.
I do.
So I get out of the bathtub and I get this phone call, and I said, where's my credit card? Hold on. Because I had a half hour to get from the bathtub to Skype, right? It's like, glad nobody was home, except for my other puppies. Anyway, so make a long story short. I had an amazing session with Master Guy Curiel. He's a seventh dimensional being. So I had my tape recorder here so I could tape everything that was said, and I've listened to it and listened to it and listened to it. I don't know how many times. And I'll probably listen to it 20 more times.
Oh, I have to.
Yeah, you have to. So I got confirmation, besides other people I've talked to, who I am.
Okay.
So then I started thinking about all the things that he had said to me on his tape. And I went, I have to tell nobody who I am. People are just wanting to know because they're nosy.
Yeah.
One thing, I mean, I got to stop. I know that's dead air, but it's like, I stop for a second. And the people that I've told are people that I trust that can help me transition into that and what I'm doing now. I thought I was done with the transitions. But this is the easiest one I've ever been through where, you know, I'm not getting sick or whatever and stuff and having to lay down in bed or whatever. You know, this is one that I'm just, it's easy for me.
That's a blessing.
But I really started thinking about it yesterday. So I took myself and I had it pretty quiet. And then I went in bed. I thought, I'm going to go sleep. I'm just tired. Well, I really didn't sleep. I kind of fade in and out, you know, kind of that alpha thing where you fade in and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and took a hot, fed my dogs and took a hot bath and laid in there. And I got it. I got what it is. It's not who I am. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, I am to just do the journey and life path that I'm on. And number three is the ego that wants to bring it out. it's okay to say you're an ascended master and you accepted that and you're brought in the I Am presence and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is it necessary to bring that name out? What do you think?
Well, I think that's it's a very personal journey. It's also an amazing honor. You know, I think it's, in fact, what popped in my head was prestigious. And it's not necessarily for anyone to know except for you, because it's your whole being, your soul's agreement. And I believe that's truly precious. And it's up to you who you may wish to share or not share that information with. But I love what you said. It's like, it's about me doing what I came here for.
Right.
Maybe that wasn't the exact words, but it's your life journey, your life path. That is what it's about. It's not the, and a lack for better words, just the label, you know, or the name. It's
the name is just the label.
Right. And so, I mean, you know, I think the other thing about that, what just comes up for me right now, is honoring each one of us as divine beings, because we all are. We don't, you know, do we really need a name? Because we're all parts of the divine.
And that's very true. And so my producer that I have right now, Carter, he's a divine being. So I'm going to call him in real quick. Carter.
Hey, Avery.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. So how was your week? I want to take this quick short break to see how you're doing.
Yeah. It's been good. You know how I like to swim? I think
yes.
I've said that before.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, unfortunately, I was not able to swim because I've had a bit of car trouble. I have a trusty old Buick Century, and unfortunately, I ran the brake pads just all the way down to the metal, and a mechanic pointed that out to me.
I thought, oh, wow.
This is a great learning experience, because I don't want to go in and, you know, pay more than what the Buick is worth to get these pads replaced. So I tried my hand at it and tried to replace it myself. And yeah, it worked out. It worked out. It was a little freaky, but it was all right. Because I was like all underneath the car and everything.
What a great learning experience for you.
Learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So obviously, Spirit didn't want you to go and swim. You need to learn something new for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, thanks for jumping in real quick. I forgot to bring you in. And I was like, I want to say hi. All right. So back to what we're saying. Yes, it's very personal. I don't know if I'll ever say the Ascended Master's name, but I will say this. I'm not Saint Germain. So I'm a dad. And I'm not any of, you know, it's a well-known one, but it's not anyone that I want to bring out. But I love, because Saint Germain's like going tapping me on the shoulder, that's not me. Yeah, so what can I say? He's a jokester.
He's a jokester, for sure.
And, everybody calls him Pretty Boy, and he doesn't like it, by the way, so I want everybody to know that. He does not like being called Pretty Boy. Anyway, so make a long... Here we go. Knowing who we are, no matter who... And I'm not bringing you this, I'm just saying anybody.
Right.
It's not a marketing tool. It's for reverence. To do the journey. And if you're going to say you're Master so-and-so, then you will have all the memories. And having all of those memories is not easy. And I was able to get some peace in that not too long ago to find out that a relative of mine did not have to go through a lot. And where I thought it was a lot more than what this relative of mine had to go through. And then I think about the peacefulness that I finally got yesterday. laying in the bathtub, you know, and I get out and I lay back in bed and I woke up this morning and it was almost euphoric. It was like I was here. I wasn't all the way in the body, but yet I was in my body. And it was like they were leaving just a part of me in this peaceful place for me where I could go ahead and say, I'm at peace of who I am. I don't need to open up to the world who I am, but I know what my journey is now.
Well, and that's a great place for every single person on the planet to be. To be in a place of peace of who each one of us is on the inside.
Right.
And to be able to live our path, our journey, bringing whatever gifts, we all have gifts to the world.
I'm sorry, but yeah, you know, as a trans medium, but I'm not transing out, but Saint Germain is sitting here making fun of me right now. He's sitting there going, you finally got it. It took you 58 years. Are you serious? You finally got it.
Yay.
And he might as well put his little clown outfit on, a surfer outfit, whatever he wants to wear this week, right? But he's got my, I'm just laughing from my heart right now. Because it's like, you know, you got it. And he says, you got it too. And he's just like, okay, she's got it. Now, what do we do with it? And he's like, you said, like you said, you could just do the journey and well, teach people.
And isn't that the place where we need, we're calling to be ourselves, to be our true selves.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what name we are.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. My little jokester here that's in the room with me. It's hard. He's not going away, by the way. He's going to be here for the show. So whatever okay. He comes up with, I'll be telling you. Right now, he's kind of dressed like a clown. And it's kind of funny. I'm just kind of trying to ignore him, not look to the right on purpose. And it's like trying to make everybody laugh. And he's made me learn to laugh again, which has been great, right? But he's like, tell them to laugh. Tell them to laugh. Don't be so serious.
Well, and that's a good thing to know, too. You know, life is supposed to be joyful. We right. need to, and laughing, I think, raises our vibration as well.
Yeah, it does. I don't know what to do. He's not like...
If we could hear what you hear, we could see what you see.
Basically, he's just sitting there going, just jumping up and down and being silly. So anyway, we have a couple minutes left, but I think people need to really pay attention to the ego. I know that I had to. And I've sent my ego to Hawaii. I've sent my ego to the park. I've sent it everywhere so I could really get in the stillness and silence that we all need. And right now, I think a lot of people need that stillness.
Well, I know I have. And, you know, I've gotten stuck in my ego as well.
Right.
And there's, you know, I think sometimes there's that, it can be a fine line, you know, of knowing, are you there? Or are you, you know, standing up for your truth? And, but I think it's that you have to be in your heart to really, to know that that's where we're supposed to be.
Well, you left me for a good segue because we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about being your heart center when we
okay.
get back. See you in a few minutes. More with Silver Guy Radio, Dr. Cheryl, and myself, Dr. Bree.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Silver Gaia Radio welcomes Dr. Cheryl Berry from Cafe of Life, a chiropractic and healing studio located in Kent, Washington. Dr. Cheryl is dedicated to guiding you on a journey of healing, wellness, and transformation through a proactive and vitalistic model of chiropractic. You can find her at drcherylberry.com, and you can also sign up for a free meditation and read her inspirational blogs at wayofthefeminineforce.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Okay, Cheryl, where were we at? We had this interesting conversation with Carter. Right now, I forgot.
It was about being in your heart.
All right, there we go. So I learned to take my feelings from my head and put them into my heart. And now it's automatically my feelings go from my heart. It's an automatic response. My husband will call me with something that he's upset about. And that would normally have would have upset me before. And now it's like, wait a minute, honey, think, slow down, breathe, slow down. Let's find out what the problem is. It may take us 3 days to figure it out, but bringing it from the heart. You've asked me questions and all of a sudden it just comes from the heart. And I think it's so important for people that stay in their heart space. But when you get even deeper with it, it comes from your soul, those answers do.
And that's amazing. That's awesome. So do you have any suggestion for people to help them? Because didn't you have to practice that for a while?
It's a process.
It didn't happen overnight.
Oh, heck no. No. It didn't happen overnight. It took almost a year to do it. So here's the thing, at least for me, because I was going through transition at the same time. So with me, I just kept saying, okay, before I stop and think, put it in my heart space, and then let it out. And some questions are soul questions as a soul reader, and you want to bring that out too. But it comes down like way below, you know, in the breast area, way down deep inside and comes out then.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real different kind of monotone sound that comes out of me when I bring this information through. But I would say, before you say anything, send that thought down to your heart, right? To the heart space.
Mm-hmm.
Do the prana breathing, like I've taught people, like we were talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Do the prana breathing, bringing that gold into that heart, and then answer your questions.
Well, and what I feel when you're talking this, too, is a place of people have to kind of observe themselves first to know, oh, I'm not there. And be conscious of saying, okay, now I need to take it into my heart.
Right. Because I took, that's very true, because I took all of my emotions yesterday about everything about me, and I put it all in my heart and in my soul. I wanted it all to go down deep, clear to my toes, all these emotions, so I could get clarity on it. So a lot of times people use a clear crystal to work with. And when they use that clear crystal, you know, it's like clarity, right?
Right.
Okay. And when I do crystal healing on people and teach crystal healing classes that I teach and certify people in, I use a special stone for the mind's eye. But I'm just going to use a clear crystal today.
Say that three times fast.
I don't think I can say it one time fast. So
it would be a quartz, a clear quartz crystal?
Yeah, that's what that noise was that the listeners heard. I just grabbed about a 5-inch crystal. Okay. And so this crystal that you see is kind of what I used. And it has cities and different stuff in it. I love, you know, I always like them, that they have life in them.
It's
and so it's a clear quartz.
Beautiful.
Thank you. And so what I do with it is I look at that and I look at the top and I'm going, look at all the clarity in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I needed yesterday. So I had one sitting on the floor by the bathtub, right? On a really pretty towel. And I said, okay, this is what I need. I need clarity. I need clear clarity to understand what I need to do. By the time I got a bathtub, it was like the peace came over me. And more peace came over me. And more peace. Mm-hmm. And it's understanding. And so last night in sleep state, they took me to a place I'm not allowed to say where I was.
Uh-huh.
And more peace came over to me. And that's when I got the answers. So that's where our show's kind of shifted. I want our listeners to know. You know, we're going to talk about all about the equinox, and this happened. Right. And it said it was so important you need to come out today. That if we stay in a love state constantly, no matter what it is, you can be in a love state and be upset with your child or your husband or your coworker or whatever, right? But you still can come from that love state. It does not matter. And if it gets that bad where you feel like, oh, I'm not staying there, send your ego to Hawaii or to a lavender field or down, you know, in Seattle, Lake Washington or whatever, tell it to take a swim and go down, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just something that we have to do for ourselves. So as a pure conduit and channel for Mother Mary, Master Jesus, if I did not find this place of space, you know, peace and space for me, things could have changed a little bit. And all the hard work that I did with the body, mind, soul, and spirit, it could have changed things. So now that I found this clear space in this crystal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can now, I understand what they meant, why I needed to find that. Because I was listening to the tape going over and over and over and listening because it was so important.
Well, and it's such an important message for everybody. I mean, I feel like myself, it's like, okay, you know, it's important for me to take time every day to start my day for one, but also to check in throughout my day. Am I still there in my heart space? You know, do I need to stop and kind of get more clarity and centered? But I think that's just a great teaching for all of us in everything that we do, because we're all conduits of divine energy.
Right.
No matter what we're doing in the world. And so if we can all come from that place, how much more peace in the world there would be, how much more compassion with each other, how much more, you know, all the things you've just said for yourself, but how much more we would have for each other to understand.
You know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to talk to you about something. So I had a plumbing issue and I had to have some plumbers come over in my yard, right?
Uh-huh.
7 Victorian home and the pipe was leaking and was making a mess and it had to be fixed, okay? And the guys that were over here, we were talking, and he goes, I've seen him working with the divining rod. I said, oh, that's my way in. I think you got, now I can tell them what I do, right? You know, because I don't tell everybody, right? Because the guy's kind of like going, You know how men are sometimes, right? Okay, so yeah. These are construction guys, you know. Anyway, so he's using, he asked me for a metal hanger. I thought he was going to use it for pull things out. I said, yeah, my husband's got a couple. You want more than one? And he says, no, just one will be fine. I was trying to get rid of all the metal hangers in the closet. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw him use a divining rod. I said, that's the kind of stuff I teach on. And he goes, and that opened the conversation, right?
Right.
I said, you know, I want you to know you're a divine being and thank you for what you're doing to the planet, for the planet, and helping other people, right? With plumbing and everything else that has to be done, right?
Right.
And he says, I didn't tell you what I did the other day. And so we're talking about different things that we have all done. But he said that he has three kids and he had a bunch of clothes that need to go lying around, the big blankets. And it was cold. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple minutes, so I'm gonna say this real fast. It was cold. The family didn't bother him. He's doing his laundry. He took over a blanket to them because he realized they were homeless, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were so humbled. He gave him a $20 bill. And so he looked at what the mother was like. He could just see what she thought, how much this was going to feed the family for how long.
Wow.
And gave him the blanket. And I thought, here I have a plumber at my house teaching me also. To not forget, you know, and I try not, you know, we see them on the streets and stuff. We always help no matter what. If we don't give them money, we send them love and light. We do whatever we can. We go to the higher self. But here's this plumber in my yard saying, and he's working really hard and telling me this story. I'm going, thank you. May I share the story? Yes, but don't bring my name out, you know.
Right.
But well, it's like, yeah, I had to tell you that because it's like, that is just so innocent and nice and kind, and he didn't even realize how spiritual that was.
Well, and how really humbled. I mean, that was, he just gave it from his heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no, he just wanted to share it with you. I probably felt camaraderie and just wanted to share it, but there was no ego in, this is what I did.
No, we just talked about a divining rod. It was, and then that situation came out and talked to me about it. So we're going to take a quick break. I can't talk. I'm trying to stay in my body, by the way. And we're back with more Silver Guy Radio and myself.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Learn to keep your best friend happy at Button Veterinary Hospital, your veterinarian in Tacoma, Washington, a full-service companion and animal hospital providing quality veterinary care throughout the life of your pet. At Button Vet, they understand the special role your pet plays in your family and are dedicated to becoming your partner in your pet's healthcare. To learn more about Button Vet, Dr. Danielle Jensen, and their other incredible veterinarians, visit buttonvet.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Cheryl, you brought something about planetary work up during the break. As a planetary worker, we talk about crystals, putting them in the ground, doing ceremony release with the matrix from 1,000 years ago or 50,000 years ago with Lemuria, right? Mm-hmm. But you brought up the garbage man. That's okay. Planetary work. The plumbers, yep. The way they took care of my yard. They didn't make a big mess. They cut out the grass very gently. They moved it over. They put it back in. That's planetary work. What else do you think is planetary work to help people?
Well, you know, I see a lot of people doing the landscaping people, mm-hmm. You know, the companies. I mean, I just really appreciate them being there and putting beauty in, around us.
So the one thing I want to say really quick, when the landscapers come out, you guys, tell the fairies that you're going to have landscapers today. Tell them to go up in the trees or something where they're going to be so they don't get chopped, have to run from the blades of a lawnmower.
Well, that's important.
That's very important. So I had to add that in there for the fairies.
Yeah.
But no, it's like even, you know, people that are doing work for us right now, we're on the air.
There's people in the back doing lots of work for us.
Well, look what Carter's doing. He's running the show, letting me know what time we have to, how many more minutes I have to do. He's running this stuff behind there, and he's doing all this work. That's a planetary worker and a divine being.
So, you know, no job is unimportant. It's all important to have us be functioning and sharing, you know, every day.
My son was saying, Mom, I don't like where I work. Okay, so he wants to go to school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said, well, okay. You know, he's 19, and I'm really glad because was an honor student that didn't want to go to college. So I was like, oh, please go to some kind of college, trade school, something, right? So he made the decision that he wants to go in automotive and stuff after he just learned how to change his oil and his brakes and everything, right? He just learned his brakes a few weeks ago. My husband taught him. And it got him intrigued. And I'm thinking, being an ASC automotive mechanic, they make really good money, right?
Right.
And so he says, okay, well, that's what I want to do. I said, okay. So how many people do you think he's helping? Bye. Being an automotive mechanic. How many people are listening to this show right now knowing that their ego needs to be somewhere else? We can live without the ego for a while.
Absolutely.
You know, they could be directors of films, actresses, whatever. I have friends that are actresses and stuff, and one's going to be on the show here again, and she's been on the show's previous, Catherine Lehman, and she's an amazing actress. She has her own healing center in California. And the whole thing is, it never goes to her head. She never comes from ego. That's her struggle with acting, because it will not go from the ego.
Well, it just says to me, it doesn't matter what we do in the world, it's truly about what we talked about, what our mission is, and to come from our hearts.
Mm-hmm. So if we call it work, people says, oh, that's drudgery. You call it work. When you call it a journey, it's like hiking up in a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when I was going through all my stuff, I heard, this is your life path. When you say life path, it brings a happiness in me. I've got chills going through my body right now. I'm happy to be on life path. I'm no longer on a journey. I'm no longer on a, I'm not, this isn't my mission, my job. This is my life path. How simple is that to say that makes you feel so much better?
Well, when I hear that too, I feel like it's your soul saying, in this lifetime, in this human body now, this is my life and this is my path
right.
to take. So to me, it says it's much more of a soul, your soul's experience.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I will ever say who I am. I believe in divine timing. It might be the day I leave this planet. I see myself rocking on my Victorian home or some front porch somewhere at 98 and teaching. That's what I see. Okay. You never know what happens, but I know I'm going to be here for a long time. Okay. Thanks to Master Guy Curiel for looking in the Akashic records, right? He says, oh, you're going to be old. So take care of my body. So when I had a session with him a year ago, I was worried about the weight and the mental, the emotional, the physical, the spiritual, right? And he said, you're a goddess. Don't worry about the weight. Well, now I'm to worry about the physical because being a healing medium, and that's what I am,
mm-hmm.
and you're a channel, now it's time to take care of the physical, as you know where I'm at right now with that. And it's like, okay, last year you told me I didn't have to, but this year you had told me because you weren't ready to do this part yet. So don't force yourselves. I want to tell our listeners right now, do not force yourself to be something you're not, to make other people happy. If you're going to lose weight, do it for yourself to keep your body strong, especially if you're a healer or a massage therapist or a chiropractor or whatever. You know, you're a healing chiropractor, which is very rare to find, where you mix the spiritual and the physical together, but yet you know how to separate them. And you know, the thing is when you're working with people, or we're all working with people, make sure you do it in full integrity, that they understand it, the integrity of it.
Well, integrity is just important for everything.
Right.
You know, I think that comes back to us being in our hearts and being in our truth. But I do want to say something about, you know, the physical body, because I see it and how it's been told to me is it's like our vehicle for the soul. And so, you know, just like working on the car, our vehicle, our body, keeping it in the most pristine shape that we can for this soul to come in and do its life path.
Okay. So we have a few minutes left, but I will tell you this. This 40 pounds that I've been complaining about, I understand why I gained it. Now I understand why I have to lose it. So who cares? You know, if somebody's, my chin is starting to go away, little things are changing here and there. I hurt my back, so I couldn't exercise for a while. My husband got the basement all cleaned up. I have a full gym system down there, you know. And so, you know, I had a bicycle I keep up in my living room or in dining room, so I can put it in front of the TV and just watch TV and ride my bike or listen to music, whatever. Do what makes yourself happy. Don't do things for other people, no matter what you do. Make sure that you take care of yourself. And let me see what else I want to add in there. Oh, yeah. I'm a sis. And don't forget that the God Creator loves each one of us, no matter who we are, whether you're sitting behind a jail cell, whether you're homeless on the streets, whether you're an addict to food, you're an addict to drugs, you're an addict to TV, He loves us all equally. He's always there to help us no matter what. You know, Master Jesus, Mother Mary, Saint Germain, my favorite little man, he can be, they all can be 50,000 places at one time. I want everyone to remember that. We have a minute left. Exactly. So I want you to know, I bless all of the listeners to this show and the ones that listen to the replay. Know that you are blessed and you guys are all activated in the divine. Know that. And if there's anything I can do, you can get a hold of me at drbree.com. And otherwise, I will see everybody next week on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, The Goddess Emergence with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs.
For more information about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit drbreegibbs.com.